Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we do have a little story for you. We're going to talk about Father's Day and some of the cool stuff that you still have time to get the old man before Father's Day is tomorrow. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we are the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
I'm still grooving on that song, man. That's nice bumper music there, Bri. Let's talk about some favorite gifts, things that you still have time to get for Dad. In the last segment, or in the fourth segment, we've got an ultimate gift that you can get Dad. But let's say you don't go for that one. What's something really creative? In our family, we like to make things, and we like to cobble things and borrow, beg, steal. You've been to our Christmas. You know how we do it. Sometimes we put the rule on it has to be used. Sometimes it has to be regifted. And we do these silly things just to make everybody really think about what can impact that gift. And one of the cool things that I bring up every year that I love, only because I have one, and it's my idea, is the grilling box, because the average guy doesn't have maybe an outdoor kitchen. He doesn't have maybe a cabinet under his grill. Maybe he's just got a Weber kettle. Maybe your kitchen's crammed up like mine is. Maybe your garage is full of junk like mine is, and it's a space thing. So I say get yourself one of these little Plano tackle boxes or one of these plastic toolboxes. Cut out some vinyl letters with your dad's name on it, or just say Dad, or something really cool and cute. My kids once made me a hat. They put their hands in paint, and they put their little hands all over the hat. I still have that hat. It's so cute.
Yeah, but your head's grown two sizes, so now it just sits on the rack, and you're just looking at it, because at that time, you were a young man, right? Your kids are all grown.
Why you got to go to the head?
Well, man, I'm just telling you, it's Big Head Bob, if you haven't seen him.
So whatever size your head is, you can have one of these grilling boxes. And I would do this. I would get myself, I would get your dad like a little paintbrush that's the cheap horsehair paintbrush. It's a wooden one. It's like 99 cents. They're $2. And those are nice for brushing things off, like coals and things like that, or charcoal dust. Get him a nice little baster, a little turkey baster kind of thing. Maybe you can find a nice stainless or aluminum injector. Maybe there's a really cool set of welding gloves, which are great if he's a real barbecue guy and likes a smoker. Welding gloves are awesome. Mine are really old. Hint, hint, I need some new ones. And you could put that in there, and you could do, you know, a couple of little hot sauces. Make it just real cool. What a wonderful gift. You got his name on it. You got your handprints or your picture laminated. There's so many things you can do now with a computer to make that box custom. But then everything's in a box, and I would recommend one that has a nice latch, all plastic, so it won't rust. And he can take his stuff out of the garage, go out to the grill. He's got his kit. It's like a man kit.
Yeah, throw a little seasoning maybe in there, some couple barbecue seasonings and a little garlic. Garlic's good on everything,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And it's a little to-go kit that can go from the garage, sit up on the shelf. You grab it and you go out there. And maybe a set of tongs in there too if you want it, or a spatula, something like that.
Yep.
Cool gift, though.
It's easy, and it's creative. It's something
you can pretty much get that at anywhere. I mean, your big box store.
Hardware store,
yeah. Grocery store, whatever. They got all those tools in that aisle, right?
But some spices, that's a great idea.
Right.
Something really special that you know that he likes.
Right. One that I like is, I'm this time of year, especially because they're fresh, they're starting to come out of the gardens in Florida anyway, and they're shipped up here.
Beer?
You can see these jalapenos. They aren't here in Michigan yet, but the jalapenos are coming fresh out of the southern states and hitting the shelves right now, and there's a rack. I like cutting the top off jalapenos and then taking the membrane and the seeds out, because that's where all the heat is, and then stuffing
You mean
them.
The placental
okay,
fiber?
Okay, I knew that was your word, not mine. But taking all that stuff out of there and then stuffing them with some cream cheese, diced in fruit. And you set those things up, and this rack holds them straight up so that as they cook, they don't dump out, if you will, because the cream cheese will melt and it'll get a little bit liquefied.
Oh, yeah. You can put all kinds of things in there.
Right.
You can put like some cheddar and walnuts. You can do gorgonzola. You can do all kinds of things in a jalapeno. It's when they heat and bake up like that, they just get sweet and
A lot of the heat goes away if you take the what out of the center?
Little sausage.
Right. No, there was no little sausage.
You put a little
in there,
sausage in there.
You can put it
cheddar
in there, but
yeah, be careful with that one.
I understand. I understand. No hot pepper around your little sausage, Bob.
Jeez. Hey, you know, another great gift that you could get for your father is how about a membership to Snap Fitness?
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work.
It's really
good. Only if they use it.
You
right?
got to use it.
I'm a guy
you
that has one it. That doesn't use it as much as I should.
Well, that's okay. I can tell you that when you get into the routine of working out at a Snap Fitness, it's an inviting place. Here's the thing about Snap. They're clean. You know, they've got all these other big mega chain things going around the country. Snap are smaller.
Independently
they're not
owned.
The giants. They're independently owned. Like the guys in Michigan, there's like four or five families that own a bunch of them. They're clean. And when you're working out, you're in there with a bunch of other sweaty people. It's nice to have equipment that's clean.
Sure.
That's what I really appreciate about Snap. But I also appreciate, you know, getting my guns rocking again.
Those are some guns, if I must say so myself. Speaking of meaty wings.
Sun's out.
Right, yeah. Meaty wings. One of the other great gifts that's out there is, you know, chicken wings have become like a delicacy, and they're more expensive than a chicken leg.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That is a flipping.
I know.
just buy the whole chicken.
Right. You can get the wings are like $1.99 a pound, and the legs are like 99 cents a pound. So here's the deal. They have a little rack now where there's a knuckle. Right on the end of a chicken leg, not on the wing. I'm talking the legs now. And you hang those things. It just kind of pinches the knuckle goes above, and it holds them from. And they're dangling there, right? And there's 12 of them on this rack. And you season them up, and you put them on the smoker.
The whole chicken?
No, the legs. You just buy a pack of legs, right? That's what I'm saying. Is buy a pack of legs because there's more meat. There's less skin. It's just a better appetizer. They're half the money.
I like the thigh.
Yeah, but this thing where I'm going is if you're going to do chicken wings, and everybody likes the meaty part, not the flat, right? This is just a bigger meaty part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so buy one of these racks. They hang there. You put them on your smoker, or if you don't have a smoker, on the cold side of the grill and heat up the other side.
Or if you don't have a smoker, maybe that's Dad's Father's Day gift right there.
There
just
you go.
A little smoker.
Little smoker, smoker box.
Yeah, go down to Garrett's or go to Kingsland Hardware. They've got a lot of cool ones. A guy just asked me the other day at what type of basic smoker to get, and he came in on the website. And I said, just run down to Kingsland and check out one of those little bullets.
Right.
Because they're awesome.
Yep. And that's a Weber product, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a charcoal smoker.
It's like, or get a Smoky Joe. Get them a little Smoky Joe. They're $99. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Who can't spend $99 on Dad?
Right. Especially if you're getting him a piece of equipment that he's going to produce food
for
you.
He gave you life.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe Mother's Day we should be talking about that.
No. No. It all starts with the dad. Okay. You got to have that. You got to have that. You know what?
Here's my last one. There's a butcher shop in your neighborhood, right? Go get a gift certificate from the butcher shop. We, of course, here in West Michigan, have wonderful Sobey Meats. But get
up north, you have Best Choice.
That's
Houghton
right.
Houghton Lake.
Yep, at Houghton Lake.
Awesome place.
Either place, go get a gift certificate because then Dad's going to go in there and he's not going to have that conscious decision on do I need volume or do I need quality?
Right.
Let him buy what he wants.
You really have to shop these butcher shops, though, because they vary widely. Not just any butcher shop.
Right.
They are worlds apart sometimes. So go in there and check the place out yourself.
Coming up next, we got the number one gift for Father's Day. You're not going to want to miss this, and we're going right to the manufacturer to talk about the where's and the why's. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Can't you hypnotize?